Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570. We're Tass of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, and there's nothing more Baltimore Positive than what we're about to do here this week. This is the beginning of a cup of soup or bowl. It is our second annual. It is all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the Magic 8 Ball. I'm rubbing the Magic 8 Ball. We will get back to Super Bowl stuff, the real football game, all the Justin Tucker drama, all that stuff. We're down here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'm giving these away. Our friends at Wise Markets and Wise Conversations have sent this out. And I was inspired last year by several guests that are coming back onto the program, but we're at Costas to start the week. We're going to be at Coco's this week. We're going to be at Fadley's this week. We're going to be at State Fair this week. Also on Friday at Cooper's. Check the schedule out at Baltimore Positive. For the record, this is the first segment of the week, and it's a cup of soup or bowl for our friends at the Maryland Food Bank. If you come by, donate, give some canned goods, we're going to make sure they wind up in local places. And this is the kind of place that we're trying to promote here, even though I'm here in Dundalk, and Jimmy Thomas walked in, my old high school quarterback. But local people doing local things out on the street, doesn't matter who the president is, who the mayor is, who the governor, all that. I've been in Dundalk my whole life. There's always been people pitching in and helping people in Dundalk. And Irene Mann is here. It's not I want to call you Suzanne Nagel because I know you. I went to school with your sister-in-law. It's Stacy Nagel. Her husband David was here last year. We had such a good time talking to him about Dundalk and memories and the street and being here at Costas. And apparently last year you were sick. Is that right? I think, right?
I was sick last year.
And then this year, I thought he was coming because I thought that's good. Now, all he kept talking about was you, stay. This isn't my thing. It's my wife's thing. Suzanne's like, nah, it's my sister-in-law's thing and whatever, and you bring Irene here. Mm-hmm. Give me your thing because, I mean, he and I went up last year catching up on old friends. I don't know you young Dundalk people, the kids.
Not that young.
You're 5 years younger than me, so I didn't go to school. We weren't in the same school together, right?
We were not.
I was 85, you were 90.
I was 90, yes.
And so since 1990, you have lived in Dundalk. And did this exist before you, or are you the founder?
No. This existed way before me. It began in St. Rita's, actually 1982-ish, by Mary Catherine Haynes. The Haynes family and Mary Catherine Haynes made this happen until about 2014, David and I took over.
Okay, so about 11 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
You were made aware of this as a kid or no?
Yes, I actually volunteered there as a Catholic youth in giving back with youth
group. You were, I'm thinking 1982, you say that, like 19, so I'm in high school, I'm probably 14, 15, 16, and I had a job at a paper called The Eye. It was right on York Way, right across from St. Rita's. So I was parking my car in front of there, 84, 85, 86. I had a job there, my first newspaper. Now, The Eagle was up on Dundalk Avenue, further up past the Royal Farms, and then it moved into the square right around then in the 80s. But, like, St. Rita's is, every girl I ever wanted to kiss in the 80s went to St. Rita's. You know what I mean? I'm a Hollaberg guy. So St. Rita's, everybody knew about that.
Everybody knew about it. It was in the basement where the bingo sign is on the side of the wall. It was down in Carnes Hall in the basement.
Now, it started as a food pantry or maybe, no? What did
it
start as?
No, it started out as a hot meal for people in need or people who just needed.
Literally a soup kitchen, as we would call it.
Literally
a soup kitchen. Soup for the soul Dundalk for anybody out there.
Correct. And when Beth Steele started to close down,
the need
became more as a sustainable meal for the week. Maybe they didn't want to.
7 days a week, not once a week.
No, just once a week. She's always been once a week.
Okay.
We continued that once a week. It's a lot to do 7 days a week.
I understand.
And then they introduced groceries and fresh produce, and it became more of just, instead of a dinner, it became more of like five courses. Mary Catherine had five courses. And sometimes people couldn't afford to go out to eat, and that's where they went to eat.
So this is a woman in the neighborhood who just decided to feed people. Period.
Yeah, her parents.
Period. That's it. 43 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're still here doing this work.
We're still here as an extension
of the
family.
Don't make me cry in the first segment. I mean, this is going to be a long week, you know. Last year I went live and I got all punchy at the end of the week because I'm like, by the time I got in, I think I saw your husband on Tuesday, and I think I bawled in that segment. But, you know, just people that don't have food, it's inconceivable to those of us sitting in Costas who do. Period. And you see it every day. Let me ask you this. As a child being a part of this in the last 10 years, Do you see the waves where – how many people do you usually feed? How many people are there?
Well, Irene's the number person.
Irene's a try. Hi, Irene. How are you? Got to get you in on this.
We take a kind of tally, and we have about anywhere from 55 to 75 people come in every week, and that includes some children. But we turn around and also tally how many people are in their household, and that reaches upwards of 200 people.
So some people take some food home.
Everyone takes.
Okay,
everybody.
So you're not feeding anymore.
No, we're doing both.
Both. Okay, yeah. I learned about this last year, and for my audience, I'm a dodo, right? I mean, I have. Thank God, I've never. I've served in kitchens. I've never needed. Right. So to understand cooking for people, what they need. People that might not even have a stove at home, right? Like we learn about different circumstances where people don't know how to cook, pre-preparation, elderly, you know, in a general sense.
We also feed the homeless, people that are living under a bridge.
So they clearly need pre-cooked food.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah. They really look forward to
Thanks
that
for educating
hot meal.
Me. You know, I'm a dodo.
Yeah, they really look forward to that hot meal they get. And that's sometimes it's the only hot meal they get a week.
Mm-hmm. In seeing this, when you said something about 55 to 75, does there come a point when hard times have happened in whenever the last 20 years you've been involved, 30 years you've been involved with this, mm-hmm. where it gets overcrowded, COVID, different things where like that you on the street feel and see the mm-hmm. need of the community. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, when things get harder, even for the hardest, right? Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. when people come to you, I would think, right?
Yeah, and we never shut down during COVID. So we remained open. We taught safe distancing. We set boxes up where now we can let them come in and pick what they want, basically. We had boxes set up, and we had them set up on tables. We'd have 25 8-foot tables down Mornington Road when we were at Mornington Road, and they would come by and grab a box, and then our volunteer would be 6 foot back, and they'd replace the box and step 6 foot back. We never stopped.
So you say, what road was that?
That
was
Mornington.
That's in St. Helena?
No, that's in Dundalk.
Okay, where are you?
So we are now at 6 York Way, and that's the Dundalk Church of God. So when we were in St. Helena, it's a smaller building. We needed something bigger, so here we are now, where we can have a food pantry, a clothes pantry, and serve the hot meal.
You do clothing as well?
Yes. We do it all.
Well, fill everybody in on how they can help. By the way, I'm going to call her Suzanne because I went to school with her sister-in-law.
Probably.
Stacy Nagel is here. Her husband, David, is homesick. He came last year. You were sick last year. Mm-hmm. The whole time he's like, this isn't my thing, man. This is my wife's thing. I can't believe she's not here. So she's here to take a bow. Irene Mann is here as well. We're at Costas. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery and Wise Markets. And my friends at Wise Markets, you know, when Mars became Wise here in Dundalk and the Heritage Fair, the folks at Wise have just been great. We call them Wise Conversations because this is where it leads. So how can people help? Clothing is something. Men's and women's items, toiletries, those sorts of things. When
children's,
I hear about
children's clothing, mm-hmm. toddlers, babies. We have diapers. We have baby diapers. We have adult diapers. We have
shoes.
Toys, shoes.
Bed it's linens. A resource center, really.
Yes.
Right?
Very much so.
We have bed linens. We have towels. Walkers sometimes.
Socks.
So soup for the soul. Where did that? Mm-hmm. Is that a something that there's one of those in Gainesville, Florida, or something? Like, so it just seems like a name. When I look you up, it's Soup for the Soul Dundalk, correct?
Soup for the Soul Dundalk.
SoupfortheSoulDundalk.org if you want to participate. And I'm going to be giving lots of stories here this week about ways. I don't hear anybody say, I can't do anything. I don't know how to help. Well, here we are. So
here we are.
Easy enough to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so what can people do? Drop it off. They call you when they do.
They can call me. My number has been out there for 14 years. My personal number, I answer it at all hours of the day.
I'm going to write it on the wall here in Costas like I used to do down at Skate Land.
Awesome, yeah.
Give the phone number. Tell me how to find you.
It's 443-742-9160. You can find it on Facebook. You can find it on my personal Facebook.
That's how I found you. I was looking for you. I'm like, I'm looking for David. I don't have a number on him. And I almost hit Suzanne saying, what? And you guys were on the internet for last year. So everything I do is on YouTube. And I just looked up my old cup of Super Bowl find everybody. I'm like, all right. Soup for the Soul. I said, I think he was on Facebook. And the next thing I know, there is Soup for the Soul right on Facebook. And Soup for the Soul 18 at yahoo.com also. And David, I hope you get through the ick You get done with that. What, you know, don't we don't touch down up in here. No. So what day of the week do we do this? How can we activate
folks? Today's our day. We do it on Mondays. We serve from 3 to 5:30. We've been
I gotta get you out of here, huh?
We've been there since 9 o'clock this morning prepping. Today they're having homemade
I was gonna ask, what's the menu?
Homemade
today?
Chili mac today, okay. Seasoned apples. They can have a corned beef sandwich or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They can have chips. They're going to take home chips. They're going to take home bread. They're going to take home canned goods. They're going to take home clothes, shoes, whatever they need.
So 200 people overall.
Will be served.
Will be served. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe 50 to 75 families, kind of give or take, with some numbers with people at home. Mm-hmm. And people that are that you're utilizing, what happens? Is there an exit program to try to get these folks some help? You know what I mean? Other kinds of help
resources.
So they're not living under viaducts, as we said, right?
Well, we have resources available, not personally through us, but through other resource places.
When people come to you and say, I'm homeless, you say, okay, let's try to get you, you know, be above and beyond the meal, right?
Yes.
Let's get you in touch with someone that can move
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
So that they're not 3 years from now still coming and getting food from you, right?
Unfortunately, they are.
They are.
If they're truly homeless, it's for a number of reasons, maybe addiction, maybe mental health
You
issues.
Are their Monday place.
We are their Monday place. The truly homeless, the ones who like being out on the street, prefer to be on the street, they usually don't take the help. So we're just happy to be able to be there and help them on Mondays through what they need through the week.
Give everybody a story. You don't need to make me cry or laugh or whatever, but give me a story about someone that you feel like not just you just fed them for the day, right? Mm-hmm. But that you've become, you know, their name, you know where they are. They don't need to be homeless. Or just somebody you're helping and put a story behind that for me. Hopefully it's never me or hopefully it's never anybody in the audience.
I won't put a name out
no,
there.
No, doesn't need to be a
but
name.
But since we've taken over, we've known him. He is on the streets. He's local here in Dundalk. Mental health issues, yes. We've offered for him to go to a men's shelter quite a few times every winter, actually. Mm-hmm. Turns it down every year. Grateful for the canned goods that have the flip tops on them and ramen noodles and, you know, the individual cereals, whatever we can get for him.
The little fruit cups.
Little fruit cups. He's there every Monday in line, unless he's sick, which during Christmas I think he
was sick.
This
is a human being on the struggle. Yeah. This is somebody we went to high school with, somebody we knew. You know, say in that case.
From the area.
From the area,
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. From the area. And we look forward, when we don't see him, we get
worried about it.
Yeah, we
absolutely.
Do.
Especially when it's cold this time of year.
Absolutely. And I don't know if Irene knows this or not. I can tell her the name of the person when we leave out of here, but I was away last week. While I was away, I received a text that when I got to a port where I was able to get on my phone to find out.
She's cruising last week.
Sorry.
Man. She got to take a break from helping these people. You got to take a little break. You deserve that.
We found out one of our clients actually perished at a convenience store. He froze to death, actually. And one of our volunteers walked up to him to try and give him a hot chocolate. And when she touched him, I'm touching your shirt.
Yeah.
When she touched him, she knew. And she had to call 911. So I haven't shared that with Irene yet because I knew she was going to say, where is he? Because it's one of her favorites. But
well, this is a...
Is it? It's not the one that I
I'll tell you later.
Do I?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, you're in this fight every day at the street level. Yeah. For what is a primary source of donation for you? I mean, I mentioned my friends at Wise Market to give food away. Businesses like Costas. People do... unbelievable things without ever talking about it, right? And food is one of those things, and we're going to talk about it later today, that, you know, from seed to trash, right? Mm-hmm. From seed to compost, how can we make this better? How can we make this more sustainable for folks, you know? And I would say food is a right, but it feels like in our society of abundance, abundance in our life, what we have here, we should be feeding people.
There's a lot of food waste that goes on, not only here in this community, but in the entire United States. You know, you see people say, oh, my lettuce is wilted. I'm going to throw it out. Don't throw it out. Bag it up and send it to us. We'll figure out something to do with it. Cabbage, lettuce, onions, fresh vegetables people take for granted. If they're wilted, dented, ugly, we can use them. We will make soup out of them. We will do whatever we have to do.
All right. Well, Soup for the Soul, Dundalk. Yeah. Very easy to find Irene. Very easy to find Stacy. You can't find Suzanne because she's down in Florida.
She's in Florida.
But it's you know, when your hub came out last week and I saw the last name, I think I even said this on the air, I'm like, I kind of thought, you know, that name and Nagel and Dundalk, and I grew up the community part of this. And I, you know, I would think you at times you see people that you know and you're like, I can't, you know, like people on the struggle.
We do.
And that becomes even more in a small community like this where I don't say nobody comes and nobody leaves Dundalk. I haven't left yet. And I, you know, there have been some offers.
Yeah.
And here I am still here. You see your neighbors is what you see.
I see people I went to high school with. I see people that we go to church with.
And also the generosity of the people in our community.
Oh, my gosh. Powerless. The generosity is overwhelming. We need very little to sustain, and somehow our community
sustains you,
makes it happen. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, I don't know what else to say except we're off to a soupy start. You guys were eating soup here a minute ago because they know where the good Maryland crab soup is. We're in Dundalk. We're at Costas. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. A cup of soup or bowl. You stop by any of our places this week. Fadley's on Tuesday. Coco's on Wednesday. Thursday at State Fair. Friday at Cooper's North and Timonium. I'm going to give you a Maryland Lottery sketch. I already had a $5 winner.
Oh,
guy
yay!
Came up, said a $5 winner, so I took a picture. It is the Magic 8-Ball promotion. It's kind of I like these. I wanted the Monopoly tickets, and they got them in the machine, right? Cash pop
right.
down there. But I like rubbing the little magic eight ball because it makes me feel good. So my thanks to Irene. My thanks to Stacy. My thanks to David for coming by last year. Suzanne, get a tan, will you, down here in Florida? It's 20 degrees up here. We got poor folks freezing to death literally in the middle of the segment.
It's unfortunate.
We should all live in Florida because it's warm and all that, but I don't know about all that. I'm here in beautiful Sparrows Point in Dundalk. We're going to continue action down here. I think Jimmy Thomas is going to stop by. Phone number again, email, give me it all.
443-742-9160. Email is soupforthesoul18@yahoo.com, or you can see us on the web at soupforthesouldundalk.org.
And Irene's running the operation, so I want to thank you for coming down here, too. So get those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches
minute.
Today.
Before we go,
go
I have to thank all of our volunteers because their effort that
name
goes.
Name them all.
Oh, my gosh. All that they're there now, we see we have Dana, we have Miss Eleanor, we have Miss D, we have Miss Carol, we have Scott, we have Rob, we have Jason, we have
Joe.
Mr. Joe, we have Lisa in clothes, her daughter Lily and her daughter Danny. We have my husband, of course. We have Mark. I cannot think of his name, but he runs another kind of thing like we do in Baltimore City.
Well, then we should bring him out.
We should. I'll email you his information.
I'm in the city later in a week. Let's go.
Okay. We have all kinds of volunteers. Today I have a Boy Scout troop coming out, bringing six kids. We had Nick Finnerty make us an outdoor shed as an Eagle
Scout
project.
These kids are there to help serve.
Absolutely. And you know what?
You know, I was a scout. We had to do service, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Teach them young. Teach them young.
Yeah, absolutely. Have compassion.
But Soup for the Soul runs fully on volunteers, and without the volunteers, we could not make it work. So when I say it takes a village, it
You know, I know people in Dundalk. I'm going to guilt some of you SOBs in getting over here and helping them. The kids of the Boy Scout, Cub Scout, Pack 409 can get over there. You can go help them.
Yeah.
All right. Soupforthesouldundalk.org, the way to do it. My thanks to Irene. My thanks to I'm not going to call you Suzanne.
It's
I'm going to
okay.
call you Stacy. It's fine. You know, it's all good. You want me to sing the Dundalk High alma mater or no?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know if I remember.
Somebody the other day, I sang it when we were in the high school championship game. I've done it twice. I don't know if you know this, but I'm a Dundalk High Hall of Famer.
Oh, okay.
It's true. Only Hall of Fame I'm ever getting in. And
okay.
I thought, like, I knew how to sing it to begin with, but I'm shocked that they could put anybody into the Hall of Fame who can't sing the fight song. So, Jimmy Thomas, that guy over there with the hat, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame at Dundalk more than me because he threw touchdown passes.
Okay.
And all I did was MC a Powder Puff softball game or a football game.
Okay.
By the way, class of 86 beat the class of 85. I don't want to admit that 40
Uh-oh.
Years later, but it's true.
He's starting a war.
So, I figure if you get into the Dundalk High Hall of Fame, you got to be able to sing the alma mater. So, day before yesterday, maybe because I was saying I'm Dundalk, and like whatever, somebody shared it. And I'm wearing my Dundalk High Letterman's jacket, and I know how to sing it. And they shared it, and they're like, we can't believe anybody else knows this song. And I said, in my era, was Mr. Miller there when you were there? 1988, 80. Well, I left in 85. He was there in 86 or 87. He dragged everybody down by the auditorium, and everybody had to learn the alma mater. You don't know the alma mater. Did you go to Dunbar College?
Probably.
You're a private school girl.
I'm a private school girl.
Where'd you go?
Institute of Notre Dame.
IND. All right. Now make sure it wasn't Mount Carmel.
No.
Catholic High.
No.
Notre Dame Prep.
Oh.
They all
girls
hate
in
each
the
other.
Valley.
No, but
Mercy.
I do remember Mr. Right? Was it Dorsch? That was
Dausch.
Dausch.
Have a better day. It's amazing. We just lost Mr. Dausch a couple years ago. One of my real regrets is I wanted him to do the show at the end of his life, and we were trying to put it together and couldn't make it happen because I wanted to. There's not a Dundalk High person of the 80s that would not remember. I was on the morning announcement team. Mm-hmm. That's how I got this gig, you know. But, I had to sing the alma mater, and I am shocked. When Jimmy comes over, I'm either going to make him sing it or I'm going to sing it to him.
Okay.
And I'm not going to let him into the Dundalk High Hall of Fame because I'm a nominator. Because I'm one of those nominator. I've already nominated him. He deserves to be. They should take me out and put him in. But I don't know if he can sing the alma mater. So maybe that we won't let him in.
Okay.
He can't sing the alma mater. Have you been to Dundalk High since they remodeled it?
I have because my son was the first graduating class out of it.
Can you tell everyone what it's like to be behind the walls of a glorious facility that has been completely remade? It's beautiful. It doesn't feel like a high school.
No, actually, it feels like a fishbowl. It's glass. It's modern. It's beautiful.
It feels like a museum.
It's beautiful. Absolutely.
You know, like the walls have pictures. And
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
If Kevin Kamenetz were here, I would give him all the glory. I tried to give Johnny O all the blame, and now he's run off, so I'll get Kathy Klossmeyer here. But you know, you talk about investing in communities.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about this. Trade Point Atlantic and what my father working down at the point. Yep. We talk about jobs, so we don't need soup kitchens. We're always going to need soup kitchens. We're always going to need them, right?
The poor will always be with us.
And I'm afraid with the price of food going up, our
eggs,
needs going to be even
of that,
more.
Right?
Yeah.
But I mean, but we have invested in a high school. And I was over at the elementary school for Heritage Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Whole new thing going on.
Yes.
I mean, so there's been a great investment in Dundalk. You would agree. In our lifetime, we've seen it that if our children go to these schools, we're like, a little better to not have any air conditioner to heat working back in the old bird in the 80s, right? On Delville Avenue.
Elementary school is beautiful, too. My grandson goes there.
They won't let me in yet. I went to Colgate, so we have rebuilt Colgate. So I am very proud.
Nice.
Fix Hollabird for Mr. Statham. Do that
for
me.
Oh, yeah, please
all
do.
All right. Soup for the soul. See, get me on my Dundalk tangent. You'll get me all. I don't do this when I'm in Towson or I'm in, you know, other side of that. Catonsville, I yell about other things over there. But I'll yell about that on Thursday. We're Costas. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Wise Conversations. My thanks to people here each day this week, giving time to come over and be a part of what I'm doing and taking time away from Soup Day. It's Soup for the Soul in Dundalk. So go give me some peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What's on the menu again tonight? Chili Mac?
Homemade Chili Macs. Seasoned apples. They can have corned beef sandwich, peanut butter and jelly. They eat well.
All right. Feed them all.
We're not the average soup kitchen.
It's going to snow later in the week, so send them home with something good, all right?
Yes.
All right, I'm back for more. We're Costas. Back for more. We're in Dundalk. It is Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.